You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, welcome back, and thank you very much for sticking around. You're listening to Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. We're into the second hour of the program. It's just turned 11 minutes, just turned 12, actually, 12 minutes after 1. Yeah. It's time for us to get into our grow model. Remember, our grow model is meant to help you grow not only in the spirit, but both as you eat your food for lunch, you eat your spiritual food in the spirit. And that's why we do have Umfundisi Umusagweza, who is going to be talking to us about character change. And today we're focusing on Saul to Paul. I found that rather interesting, by the way. Saul's transformation into Paul is one of the most dramatic examples of character change in the Bible. If you talk about from persecutor to preacher, how does that one happen? His story shows that no one is too far gone for grace to reach and change. And that's why we're talking to Mfundisi Michael Musagwiza. Good afternoon to you, Mfundisi. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Lupondwana. Let's eat that spiritual food.
Indeed, I like that. Let's eat. What does Saul's story teach us about second chances, Mfundisi?
As recorded in Acts chapter 9, Saul's story is a profound example of the possibility of second chances. And despite his past actions, including the persecution and imprisonment of Christians, Saul was given a new lease on life by Jesus Christ himself. It was a Damascarian experience for him. And this teaches us that no matter our past, we have the opportunity for redemption and a fresh start through faith in Jesus. Remember yesterday we read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, which says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, the new creation has come. Mm. The old has gone. The new is here. I also like how my favorite writer, you now know who she is.
Yes.
How she put it, that the conversion of Saul was a miracle of divine grace.
Okay.
The Jewish leaders looked upon him as a man beyond hope, but Christ knew him to be a man of fine talents and noble powers, whom he could make a representative of himself. So this underscores the transformative power of being in Christ and the potential for anyone to be used by God in significant ways.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So how does Paul's transformation challenge our view of former wrongdoers and Mfundisi?
It challenges us to reconsider our
pastor. Are you still there?
You can see that before.
There you go. I can hear you now. You disappeared there for a moment.
Yes. I was saying Paul's transformation actually challenges us to reconsider our judgments of people based on their past actions.
Okay.
You remember before his conversion, Saul was seen as a formidable enemy of the church.
Right.
But after his encounter with Jesus, he became one of the most influential apostles. So this transformation encourages us to see the potential for change and growth in everyone, regardless of their past, and to offer grace and support rather than condemnation.
Eesh.
My favorite writer also has a comment there in the book called The Acts of the Apostles, page 112.
Okay.
That the conversion of Saul was a demonstration to the world of the power of the gospel to transform the life.
Yeah.
So Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 also reminds us to restore. The word used there is restore. To restore those who are caught in sin with gentleness, highlighting the importance of support and restoration.
Okay. My mind is in all the places that things you're saying. I would like to dig a little deeper in all of what you're saying, Mfundisi. Why do you think God chooses broken people for his work, though?
Yeah, God does use crooked sticks to draw straight lines.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, God often chooses broken people for his work because it allows him to demonstrate his power and grace through their weaknesses.
Yeah.
He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, my power is made perfect in weakness.
Right.
So when we acknowledge our brokenness and rely on God,
right,
he can use us in powerful ways to impact others and glorify himself.
Yeah.
And book is this one? It's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 31.
Right.
It further emphasizes that God chooses the weak to confound the strong, so that no one may boast before him.
Right, right, right. And then we as people, Mfundisi, have a problem with people who are trying to walk away from sin. How should we treat people who are trying to walk away from their past?
My personal view there is that we should treat people who are trying to walk away from their past sin with compassion, with understanding, and even support. Just as God offers redemption and second chances, we too should be willing to extend grace and support to those seeking to change their lives. Colossians chapter 3:13 instructs us to bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. So this highlights the importance of forgiveness and grace in our interactions with others.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, the book Ministry of Healing, page 158 says, we are to treat others just as we would desire to be treated if we were in their place.
Mm.
So this emphasizes the importance of empathy and kindness. Empathy, rather than sympathy, empathy emphasizes mirroring someone, seeing someone in a mirror, seeing yourself in someone, seeing yourself in someone. And that you would want to be done on you.
Right.
You do it on someone.
Right, right, right.
That's empathizing.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Final question for us now. This one is about you. Can you think of a modern day Saul to Paul story?
Yes, surely. While specific stories may vary, but there are numerous accounts of individuals who have undergone significant transformations after encountering God's grace. And these stories often involve people who were once deeply entrenched in harmful behaviors or beliefs, but found redemption and purpose through faith. Such stories can be powerful testimonies to the transformative power of God's love and grace. You know, echoing the message of Romans 8:28, that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Right.
So, yes, my conclusion to that is that the story of Saul's transformation into Paul serves as a powerful reminder of the potential for change and redemption in our lives.
Right. Okay.
And it also challenges us to view others with grace and to recognize the potential for transformation in everyone, regardless of their past.
Right. Okay. So with that last question, Mfundisi, I thought you were going to say, yes, I was once a murderer myself. I used to persecute Christians. I thought you were going to give us testimony there.
As we reflect on this story, we may be inspired by the power of God's grace to change lives. And we may also strive to support and encourage those around us who are seeking to leave their past behind and follow God.
Okay.
After all vehicles, therefore, small rear view mirrors, big windscreen.
That's right.
So that we focus more where we were going, we focus less where we were going.
Yeah, but the preacher is coming out. Preach, preacher. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Pastor Michael Musagwiza. We're going to do this again tomorrow and the entire week. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day further, Mfundisi.
Same to you, my brother. It's my pleasure always. Goodbye, listeners.
It's not just music, it's your way of life, how you live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.